There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome into the program. We are live in downtown Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino, as always. And Pauly, let's start this hour with a little NFL as the great Ross Tucker joins the program, played in the league for a long time, host of the Even Money podcast. Kind enough to pop on today for a couple of minutes. Good morning, Ross. How are you today?
Morning, fellas. Doing great, man. It's never too early to talk a little NFL.
No, it's always great. No hey, doubt about it. Yep. Let's start off with a very popular team with win total bets, and I think even some other futures beyond that, and that is the New Orleans Saints. I know their win total like a month and a half or 2 months ago, I believe, was 7.5 at some spots, which got pounded very quickly by sharp bettors, and now moved to 8 or basically 8.5 everywhere. Kamara's suspension is looking like it's going to be a healthy one, maybe 6 games, who knows. How big of an impact do you think that's going to have on this team for the full season?
So I would say I don't think there's a greater disconnect right now between how the market feels about a team, how the team feels about themselves, and what their season win total is. You know, Saints fans got all mad at me because I said on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL, that I think the Saints obviously think they're a lot better than anybody else does. I mean, guys, think about what they've done this offseason. Think about you sign Tyrann Mathieu, you sign Jarvis Landry, you know, you trade all those picks to get the 16th overall pick from the Eagles, future picks, which obviously means they don't think those future picks are going to be worth that much. And then they package those picks and move up to 11 to get to Olave. The Saints are operating like a team that thinks they're a legit contender this year. I don't mean just a playoff contender. I think they're operating like they think they are a potential to make noise in the playoffs, maybe even go to the Super Bowl contender. Now, I don't see that. And I don't see that. And I think it's hard to argue that when you have Jameis Winston as your quarterback. We've seen the inconsistency over the years. And you lose Sean Payton. Saints fans get so mad at me. That said, I still love the over 8 on their season win total. I mean, I think they're I'd be surprised if they only won 7 games, right? I think it's much more likely that they win 9 or 10. I thought Jameis played pretty well last year in his first season after LASIK eye surgery. Before the injury. Now, we'll see how he comes off of the injury. But there's a reason why all the sharps have been betting the over. I still like the over. Atlanta and Carolina are not very good. Mm-hmm. I think the Saints get 9 or 10 wins. I just don't think they're a Super Bowl contender like the organization seems to think with bringing in these high-priced older veterans and mortgaging future draft picks for this year.
Interesting.
Excellent answer.
Yep. Very good. So you do work for the Eagles. A lot of people think they can win the division. Went to the playoffs last year. The Jalen Hurts MVP tickets out of control, and certainly everyone on the East Coast betting them to go over their win total. Very hard to repeat in that division. Hasn't happened since 2004. What do you think about the Eagles' total at 9.5?
Well, I like the over, right? I mean, they won 9 games last year. They are significantly better on both sides of the ball. I mean, on offense, to get A.J. Brown, they didn't have very many weapons in the passing game last year. They get a top 5 receiver in the NFL. Jalen Hurts isn't going to be worse in his second full year as a starter, yeah. Second year in the same system. I mean, that can be worse.
Sure.
We know about the O-line. Now, I will say this, as a guy that calls their preseason games on television, I do their pregame show on the radio, they actually stayed very healthy last year. You know, they had had several years before that where they were ravaged by injury. They stayed pretty healthy last year, which is something to keep an eye on because usually those things have a way of evening out a little bit. But even on defense, you bring in Hassan Reddick in the double-digit sacks, Jordan Davis in the first round, Kaiser White, as well as N'Kobe Dean at linebacker. And then you get Bradbury at corner opposite Slay. And I don't think the Cowboys are as good. I think the Cowboys are taking a step back without Randy Gregory, without Amari Cooper. So I think the Eagles are even Steven in my mind to win the division with the Cowboys. And I think over 9.5 is a good bet right now. And I will say this too. They're actually a sneaky bet to win the NFC. Now, that would be a big leap to go from, you know, whatever they had, 4 wins a couple years ago to getting blown out by the Bucs last year and then go ahead and win the NFC. It's unlikely, right? But you look at the NFC, I think the Bucs will be very good. The Rams will be in it. The Packers will be in it. But the NFC is not like the AFC. And I can foresee a scenario where the Eagles, everything goes right for them. Hurts improves. The Bucs maybe aren't as good. Maybe no Gronk. The O-line issues. The Packers don't have Devontae Adams. The Rams coming off winning it. Can they do it again? I think there is some percentage chance where the Eagles go to the Super Bowl.
What if he doesn't? What if he doesn't improve and they miss the playoffs? Are they looking for a quarterback?
I would have to imagine that would be the case. Yeah, with the way they've kind of loaded up on both sides of the ball. And the other things I mentioned about A.J. Brown, second year as the full season star, all that stuff. If they now look, you know, maybe he plays awesome and somehow they miss the playoffs. I don't think that's going to happen. But, yeah, I would imagine that they would be in the quarterback market if Hurts takes a step back. I think Hurts would probably tell you that.
Yeah. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Ross Tucker, our guest on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL, host of the Even Money podcast. Where are you at with Jacksonville? Year one with Urban Meyer was a disaster, so now he was gone during the season. They bring in Doug Peterson, a Super Bowl-winning coach, and it's year two of Trevor Lawrence. Now their win total is about 6. What do you think of that team?
So I'm a little bit nervous about this conversation so far, guys, because I know that you're better off betting unders than overs.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Steve Fezzik is my co-host on the Even Money podcast, and he mentions that every week. He does the math. He tells you, you know, it should be 8.45 wins. It's more like 8.6. You know, if you add up all the win total, I totally get it. But I would also tell you, I think Urban Meyer got about as close to sabotaging a pro football team last year as we've ever seen. I'm not saying that's what he was trying to do, but just by his actions and what he did, it felt to me like you couldn't have had a worse scenario or a worse situation. Now you bring in Doug Peterson, who I think is highly underrated, maybe because he's not, you know, a media darling or whatever. The guy won the Super Bowl over Brady and Belichick with Nick Foles. You know, I mean, they lost their MVP quarterback that year and they still won the whole thing. The next 2 years, they went to the playoffs, even though Wentz got hurt again the 1 year. The other year, they lost everybody. I think Doug Peterson's a good coach. I think they finally have an adult at the head coaching position in Jacksonville. I would imagine Trevor Lawrence is much better. They've spent a lot of money to bring in Christian Kirk and Brandon Scherff on offense. I mean, defensively, Trayvon Walker, Devin Lloyd, Foye Oluwakun. And guys, look at the AFC South. I think Tennessee takes a step back. There's a lot of people loving the Colts right now. I'm not, as long as Matt Pryor is their starting left tackle, I'm not loving the Colts as much as other people are. The Texans kind of are still down. I think there's a lot of scenarios where the Jags get 7 or 8 wins. I certainly think they're a better bet to get 7 than they are only 4 or 5 in Doug Peterson's first year.
Okay, very strong. One other team here, and we have a couple of minutes left. I think this is going to be, and I've heard it already, it's going to be a common narrative. I think it's kind of maybe lazy with this team, although there's a lot of data here going back over the years to suggest maybe there's something to the Super Bowl hangover from the losing team. But to me, Ross, Joe Burrow seems a little bit different at that position, and they got better in the offseason. Which side of the fence do you fall on with the Bengals?
Well, they're interesting because I think they're a team that obviously really benefits from the Deshaun Watson situation. Every time I look, the Browns are off the board. So if you think Watson's going to be suspended for the season or a long time, where can you bet? Well, maybe you look at the Bengals. Maybe you look at the Steelers or the Ravens. I think the Ravens are a good over bet because I don't think Deshaun Watson's going to play. I mean, if he does, I think maybe it's 7 games. I think he'd be out at least 10 games. So that certainly helps the Bengals' case. I guess I'm just a Ravens guy. And I think the Bengals will be in the mix. I think the Bengals have a good chance to make the playoffs. You know, they did an awesome job winning those 3 close playoff games. But I think if we learned anything last year, the AFC's loaded, and all those games could have gone either way. I mean, they could have lost to Derek Carr and the Raiders in the red zone at the end of the game. They easily could have lost to the Titans if they don't get stuffed on the 3rd and 4th and short. So
shut up.
I think the Bengals will be in the mix. I think the Bengals have a great chance to make the playoffs. Maybe they go on another run. But I favor the Ravens to win that division. You know, I don't know the exact stat off the top of my head, guys. But the Ravens, I think, had the most starter games lost. Meaning, this guy's a starter. He missed 10 games. This guy was there. He missed 8 games. Of any team in like the last 20 years, since they've been tracking it, the most starter games lost. I think the Ravens are coming back with a vengeance. I think the Ravens win the AFC North.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that team this year. The opposite of the Eagles, like you talked about earlier. They were healthy. The Ravens absolutely were not. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at Ross Tucker NFL. And listen, download, subscribe to the Even Money podcast. Ross, you're the best. We love having you on the show. Thank you for the time.
Anytime, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, be good. There you go. Great breakdowns on 4 different teams right there. 5, actually, with Ross Tucker. You like the Ravens?
Oh, yeah.
So do I.
Yep.
I'm big on the Ravens this year. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, Fire and Ice. Streaky players and teams in Major League Baseball tied into their future odds. We talk all the time about if Aaron Judge stays healthy in the American League, but what about if this guy stays healthy? We'll tell you who that is coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
The VSiN summer special is here. For only $19, you get everything VSiN has to offer from now until the end of July. Sign up today, and you'll get VSiN's daily best bets, including Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets, NFL preseason coverage, premium articles on golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. If you want the full VSiN experience, which means a daily best bets email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream whenever you want it. The cost is only $19 to be a subscriber through July 31st. You can sign up today at vsin.com/summer.
In the sports betting realm, everyone is looking for an edge.
You might not have my name, but you have my blood.
It doesn't matter if you are up or down.
Lannister always pays his debts.
Success is not measured by effort, only by results.
And I will take what is mine with fire and blood.
Who you back and when you do it is crucial.
Everyone who isn't us is an enemy.
Knowledge is your greatest asset.
You know nothing, Dolson.
Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard are here to guide you on your quest.
Winter is coming.
This is Fire and Ice.
Superb job by the fellas behind the glass. Absolutely dynamite. Okay, so here we go. We tie in with hot and cold players, teams in Major League Baseball, with their current odds on the future board. And the players who are on fire right now, overall the last 14 days, MVP candidates. You look at this in the National League on top. Paul Goldschmidt, last 14 days. He's batting .400 with 6 home runs, 16 RBIs, and 13 runs scored. His OPS is 13-14, and his odds to win the National League MVP plus 150. I teased this before the break when I said the common theme around Aaron Judge is if he stays healthy, he's going to win the American League MVP, the home run title, probably take down all of it. Well, how about this guy in the National League? Because once Machado got hurt, and he's been out now for a little while, Goldschmidt continues to deliver on a daily basis for the Cardinals. Scorching again, huge night last night. Like at this point, if Goldschmidt stays hot and does this, it's probably going to be a wrap in the National League. It's going to be tough to overcome what he's doing. Again, if he sustains this level of play, that's going to be his award. And I'd like to make the case that I have really good numbers on other potential players in the National League, including Pete Alonso, who I track Mets games every single day if I'm not watching him. Like, what did Petey do last night? I want to know. Last 14 days, .268 average, 4 home runs, 12 RBIs, with an OPS of .957. Good numbers, but not good enough to keep up with Goldschmidt. And I will be the first one to tell you that at the end of the year, if they remain at this pace, Alonso probably doesn't deserve the MVP. Even if the Mets finish in first place, the award should probably go to a Goldschmidt. I recently bet Dansby Swanson, said it on the air, at 75-1. Having a monster season for the Braves. Probably the most crucial player on offense so far to that team with his overall numbers. Won't matter. Even if they win that division, I think he's going to come up short of Paul Goldschmidt. Other players to take a peek at. Trey Turner, he's around 25-1 in the National League. And then here you go, by the way, back to Judge and the pace. This was from Buster Olney. Here's what he's on pace for in the American League. 61 home runs, 177 hits, 85 extra base hits, 131 runs, 125 RBIs, with an average of 293, an on-base of 368, and slugging of 638. If those numbers actually come to fruition, and I get it, we have, you know, half the season left in Major League Baseball, at least. I really have to know what Ohtani's going to do to beat Judge out, because I'm not going to tell you that it's over with. I can't do that. I cannot sit here and tell you today that Judge is going to win the MVP. But if this continues, he doesn't get hurt and puts up those numbers, I think it's going to be tough to overlook what he's done. Although I did hear a great reminder from Ken Rosenthal. I listened to his podcast from The Athletic this week, and he reminded people that, look, you really cannot have a true New York bias when it comes to betting, voting on this stuff in baseball, because it is spread out throughout the writers, where two media members from each city get a vote. So we're talking about two from Cleveland, two from L.A., two from New York, and so on and so forth. So it's not going to be an overwhelming amount of voters from the New York area that say we got to give it to Judge. Something to keep in mind. Plenty of other, you know, Vlad now hit a home run last night. He's 10 back of Aaron Judge. Vlad's a guy who can, well, he's, you know, warm right now. Vlad's a guy that can rattle off 7-8 home runs in 2 weeks to get back into this thing. Trout, over the last 14 days, 255 average, 6 home runs, 11 RBIs, and an OPS of almost 1,100. It's not Trout's award this year. I think he's going to have to overcome Ohtani. He's going to have to overcome Judge. And by the way, two other guys that Ken Rosenthal brought up, along with Jose Ramirez, he said, do not count out Yordan Alvarez. And he actually said, Rafael Devers.
Mm.
He said, you cannot forget what this guy's doing. And some in baseball recently have said he's actually having a better year than Aaron Judge. When you really break down all the analytics.
Are we getting it carried away with the Goldschmidt, who's having an incredible year, but he's as low as plus 120 at one spot.
That's what I'm saying. But if he keeps this up, right? If he doesn't get hurt,
yeah,
he's going to win the award. Like, he's unbettable right now, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and I have a bunch of other guys at really good numbers, but I'm not going to bet him. I'm just going to take the loss if that's the case. NL Rookie of the Year now. Michael Harris coming on like gangbusters for the Braves. 330 average, 3 home runs, 14 RBI, 17 runs scored, very good. Brendan Donovan with the Cardinals. There's another kid for the Cardinals. I want to get his name right. There it is. Juan Yepez had a huge night last night. His numbers stack up very favorably against other contenders. He's 35-1. Cruz hit a home run last night for the Pirates.
How
he's
about
a shortest on the board.
Yeah.
Cruz?
Yes, your
yeah,
guy.
There's a lot of hype around this guy.
Sure.
And I think there's a reason, you know, I mean, he's not, his numbers right now are not better than Harris.
Mm.
They're not better than Gorman. Some other players on the list are actually maybe a little bit better, but just projecting forward, this guy has so much talent that there's a reason why he's a shorter shot on the board, thinking that he's going to be, at the end of the year, the best guy in this entire lot.
Okay, how about your other guy, Strider? I mean, what do you have to do if you're a pitcher to win it? How sick do your numbers have to be,
well,
as opposed to the everyday player?
Don't forget that the Braves actually have some guys coming back from injury. Soroka hasn't pitched in a while, a couple years, but he's going to be coming back soon. If Strider can stay in the rotation, I think he's got the goods to keep him in this race for a long time. We saw it on Sunday night. He was awesome against the Dodgers.
Yep.
This is a unique one. You can find this usually at a lot of spots before the season starts. It's tough to find who's going to lead the league in stolen bases throughout the year.
How's your bet doing?
Miles Straw?
Straw, oh, yeah.
Is he even playing anymore?
Wasn't it Kwan, too? Didn't you bet him, too?
No, he skyrocketed
No?
to win the, yeah.
Okay.
It was, but I, when he got off to the hot start, it was looking for 50-1. He was down like 6-1 by the time.
Oh, God.
So, but yeah, I bet Miles Straw thinking that he was going to be an everyday player. He can't get on base. And Birdie has 22 on the season now. And here are your Blue Jays winners last night in the last 11 games, Paul. 4-7 overall. But I think the concerning part here has to be the rotation.
Yep.
Gausman good last night. Manoah's been awesome. But Berríos, Kikuchi, beyond that?
That's it, I know. Right. Gausman's been great but against the Red Sox. But then it was a rough stretch entering the win last night. Berríos has been a gas can. Kikuchi's been awful. I'll never bet on that guy again. And Manoah's been untouchable for his career at home. Yankees handed him his first home loss a couple weeks ago. That's one guy I can trust. But with the other guys, I know you're right.
Yeah.
How bad the starting pitching's been.
What's that, the old cliche, you're only as strong as your weakest link?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the top two there with Gausman and Manoah are great, but the bottom two, Kikuchi, and you got to look away again. And look, I know this one all too well. I have Castellanos in my fantasy league. Had forwards the other night. He's been ice cold. Acuna only batting .209 in his last 14 days. Soto, batting .194. He was like 3-1 to win the National League MVP before the season. So a bunch of players there in the National League East. Big bats not coming through. And Blake Snell, your guy, Paul.
There it is, my guy. Yeah. My God. He's ahead of my God.
Well, there, because he's a favorite.
Oh.
You're down, if you're betting what?
12 units, to win out. Yeah, to win 100.
If you're betting to win 100 bucks every game on Blake Snell, you're already down 1,200.
They're 0-7 in his starts, and the Nats are 1-13 when Adon goes. I mean, think about that. He's moved ahead of him.
Yep.
My God.
Yep. Oh, and Giolito was on this list, too.
Yep.
He went last night.
Yep.
Now, they lost the game, but he kind of corrected it last night with a better performance. Mm-hmm. And there you go. Last 30 days, an ERA of 8.24. That includes last night, by the way, and a whip of 1.83. He was 11-1 preseason to win the Cy Young.
Yep. House Moss. House Musburger.
Any future tickets looking good for you?
Mets, and I have every single guy behind Judge.
Yeah,
so we'll
doing
see.
The home run title.
I got Trout. I got Alonso. I got Schwarber. I have Alvarez. I have Riley.
Yep. It's probably won't matter.
Oh,
up next, what a day it was. And it was a really bad one for the Lakers.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
Hey, Wimbledon week. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your go-to book for all tennis-related betting through July 4th. Place a $25 wager on Wimbledon at Bet Rivers Online Book for a free $10 Bet Rivers live bet to use on any Wimbledon match. Simply log into the Bet Rivers app. It can even live stream tennis matches right from Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Get up there, the house specials. And the great menu was always at Bet Rivers. It was a rough day for the Lakers yesterday. News was coming down fast and furious. Mm-hmm. I thought Kyrie was going to the Lakers. There were numerous reports that it was just so bad with the Nets, and he was going to walk away from that money and take the $6 million from the Lakers and leave $30 million on the table. That was going to happen. And then that also was going to open up the floodgates, and then Durant was going to leave as well. That at one book, you saw the odds plummet from 60-1 to plus 250 on Ayton to go to the Nets for his next team. Mm-hmm. And then everyone was going, here comes a sign and trade. Here we go with Durant. But then Kyrie is going to stay with the Nets. I guess there's a small chance they could still trade him. Bobby Marks wrote about that today. But it looks like they're going to stay put and run it back. But then yesterday, how fast was that? Oh, John Wall and the Rockets have agreed on a buyout. Oh, he goes to the Clippers.
Yeah.
How fast that was. And the guy's due to make $47 million. And now that's a great move for Los Angeles. And they were the co-favorites at some spots to win the title. And now they pick up Wall, which, don't laugh, I know he's missed time. The guy averaged 20 a game.
Let me give you this. Is there going to be a player in the NBA who gets a better deal than what John Wall is going to land?
No, he gets the money right back.
Right. So he basically agreed to give up like $6 million to the Rockets.
And that's what, yes.
So he's going to get like $41 million. And then, oh, by the way, he's going to make $6 million by going from the Rockets to the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but here's the problem. Yeah, he can average 20 a game. What's he going to look like? I can't even remember the last time John Wall played a basketball game. Feels like it's been 2 or 3 years. It feels like it was almost like pre-bubble with this guy.
I think it was early last year. I think when he got in there, he averaged 20-9.
For like a minute?
And this guy gets a bad rap. I mean, you have to separate the player from the contract. It's just how it is in the NBA with some of these asinine contracts. Or when you're talking about how pay, I mean, how backloaded it is and how it's structured with the pay. But I mean, the guy's what, 19-10-9 for his career?
Oh, he's a nice player.
I mean, how many guys did he get paid? I mean, look, Gortat and Porter and all these guys.
Sure.
What do
you do? Right.
Setting up these shooters and the centers that they had as well, which I know the East wasn't strong at the time, but they also were one shot, well, Kelly Olynyk heat check game away from going to the
That's
conference
right.
finals.
Oh,
one
my
year.
God. So, again, I reached out to two of the sharpest NBA guys who I know yesterday, and one of them told me that he was backing the Clippers at +$8 and +850 for next year, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you, those question marks, though, Wall, Kawhi off this injury where he was out for the entire year, is that too big of a gamble for you? Or, like, the offseason just started, we have until, you know, the middle of October until things kick up again, and come next April, this team is going to be a juggernaut.
I think that's the best team in the West, but it comes down to health. But that's, yeah, if everything's equal and everything stays healthy, I think that's the best team. I really do. Now, they might lose Batum and get some depth issues, but to the point now where Lou is an underrated coach with what he's done.
Yeah.
But they have a lot of pieces there, and that's a pretty good three. And I was thinking, okay, the Lakers can pick up the pieces and maybe get Wall. But then just like that, the Clippers snatched up and grabbed them just like that.
So that happened again like within back-to-back news flashes, right, where Kyrie was off the board for the Lakers. So that stinks for the organization. And according to many reports, and this would make some sense, LeBron was all in, like, yeah, let's make it happen. And then maybe the idea of getting Walt, back-to-back stories like that to come down within, it felt like minutes. It probably wasn't, but it's like Kyrie staying home and then John Wall to the Clippers. Oh, that's a double whammy for the Lakers.
I know. The speculation was let's have some fun in the West where you could have Durant, Paul, and Booker on the Suns, LeBron, AD, and Kyrie with the Lakers. You know, the Clippers are still stacked. They'll be healthy, and the Warriors are the defending champs. Even Draymond was asked about what if Kyrie goes to the Lakers. He says, well, they'll be improved, but they won't be able to beat us. But that was, I mean, it was really like, oh, man, this could be something out West. But now it's much ado about nothing.
I'll tell you what, the most exciting part for me yesterday was not Kyrie potentially going to the Lakers. It was what you talked about with the odds movement on Ayton, going from the Suns maybe to the Nets and how it dropped from 60-1 to where you said around +250. Another spot had 40-1 all the way down to 3-1 in that range within like an hour. The idea of Durant getting swapped for Ayton, I mean, that's when I started to go crazy and I'm looking for Suns futures. And I found, you know, there was 14-1 available here at Circa. Every other spot's like 9-1. And I'm thinking Booker, Paul, Bridges, Durant on this team. 14-1 sounds great. Do I take a chance with that? And then before I could even think about it much longer, Kyrie's going to stay home.
Yeah, and the day was ruined. Right. Yeah. The other thing is they're going to run this back and see what this looks like now. You will get Ben Simmons and you get Harris back. But other than that, they can't really add many pieces to the team and they're stuck. So, and it is, to put this in perspective, and people close to Durant said, who hasn't spoken to the team since the season ended, by the way, that they didn't try to understand Kyrie. Well, who can? I mean, what he did in Boston, what he's done in Brooklyn, how do you try to figure that guy out? So they also made a mistake when they caved. Remember he came back and goes, well, I'm going to be a part-time player. And they said, no, you're not. You're not being a part-time player. Then they caved and they allowed him to come back.
Yeah, that's right.
That was one mistake. But listen, to put this in perspective, Brian Windhorst yesterday, when it was looking like Kyrie was going to leave, about what the Nets were thinking and what the Nets were thinking about next year, Windhorst reported.
The Nets saying, the Nets are putting out there right now that they are prepared to lose both Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. They would rather lose them both than go through what they went through last season, which was a miserable season under the situation that Kyrie Irving contributed to creating.
That is a phenomenal soundbite.
Yes, it is. He wrecked our season. We were miserable. I don't care. I'm not going through that ever again. What that guy did, it was a circus. Only Kyrie could do that.
So now things are going to be peachy.
Yeah, I hear
in Brooklyn.
You. I know, right?
I mean, they're a ton of talent, obviously. Captain Obvious checking in, but there is a possibility of this going off the rails.
Yes,
with Kyrie and Ben Simmons involved. Are you kidding me? Who knows? Maybe.
Oh, they're right not to give him a long-term deal. Because you can't depend on him. Can't count on him.
No, you need to sign this guy to a one-year deal and take it year by year.
Uh-huh.
And if you lose, move on. I mean, they said it wasn't worth it. That's going to be a fun conversation, huh? When camp kicks back in. What do you guys mean by that? What do you mean? What do we mean? You were a disaster last year.
Yep.
You act like a four-year-old sure. child.
Well, if you bring him back, it just has the option, and then you could move him if there's issues in this upcoming season. But they also...
Oh, I'd love to see Durant demand a trade. God, I would love that.
Mid-season?
Yes.
Well, okay.
Yes.
But you also can have an ego. I said this earlier, but to me this is very important why they said that and why Windhorst said that, was because they went through this scenario before where they made those horrible trades and they had every pick. They didn't have a pick. Every pick was going to Boston. They were so bad. But somehow, out of that horrible situation, they made it to the playoffs and built the roster back up and found a Dinwiddie and got Russell and found some key parts and Allen and made some good moves. And then they think, okay, well, we'll just do it again and we'll just get a mother load for Durant.
Well, some of the other moves, though, by dealing Allen, by getting him out of there so they could bring in DeAndre Jordan.
Well, that was stupid. I mean, that's, again, where you let the players call the shots.
Oh my
God. Was horrible. Their buddy.
The second that,
horrible
trade. When that news broke, we're just like, are you kidding me?
Think about what that roster and team could have been.
Oh, no doubt.
Allen, Dinwiddie, Harris got hurt, but I mean, they had to move as a result with Harden and these asinine contracts. And you moved heaven and earth to get Harden, and that didn't work out. The other thing I think this is refreshing, not that everyone does it, but what Golden State's doing, and Golden State's going to run it back and bring these guys back. That it's easy to do because you pay $400 million for something, and then it's worth $4 billion. But you saw how high their payroll was and the tax, everything. They take their profits, and they spend, and they put it back into the team.
Yep.
That's a great job what the owners do with Golden State.
So they're just like, okay, we're going to give Looney how much money? And we're up against it by how much
was
with the tax?
$350 million, whatever they paid.
No problem.
Yep.
We'll do that.
Their checkbook.
He's
right.
A big part of our team. He was awesome in the playoffs. He deserves to get paid, and we don't want him to leave.
Well,
so we will give him as much money as we can possibly.
Well,
yeah, right? So, I mean, that's a huge get for this team.
You lived there when they booed him. They were retiring Chris Mullin's number or something. It was Chris Mullin night. He couldn't even get on the mic, Lacob. He got in at the right time, and now they're just.
We talked about that night for weeks moving forward. Rick Barry comes up, basically throws the mic down. He's yelling at the crowd.
He couldn't get a word in.
No, I mean,
every time the guy tried to talk, because they traded Monte Ellis for Bogut.
It was awesome, the reaction there.
Yep.
And we were playing Twisted Sister the next day, not going to take it anymore. It was just like the fans were done.
Yeah.
And then they got it right. They got it right by trading Monte Ellis, and then Curry turned into who he is. But that guy, you're right. I mean, so to spend that much money for the organization where it is today compared to 10, 11, 12 years ago, and to draft like they do and to develop like they do, it's no accident.
You're right. The Baldwin kid will probably be a star, too.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. One day. A lot of stuff coming up, though. I mean, I still, the other thing also happened yesterday. It appears Murray's going to the Hawks, and it's only going to be Gallinari and picks.
I can't believe that. Yeah. That's a bad job by the Spurs.
Didn't even want Collins. They're just going to totally reboot here and rebuild.
It was a good day, Paul, but also the Kyrie stuff took a wrecking ball to today, tomorrow, and Thursday.
Yeah.
That part kind of stinks. Up next, we have a 15-1-1 under run going. Details on that coming up. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splats data. Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? The splits page is updated every 10 minutes. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. You can check out the futures as well. Another way we're here to make you smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com.
We'll talk college football coming up at the top of the hour. This is going to be a lot of fun. Drew Butler is going to be in studio. Former punter with the Georgia Bulldogs and also played in the NFL for the Steelers and the Cardinals. Yep. We'll go over some SEC win totals. Dare I say, based on win totals alone, the SEC might be the best it's ever been.
Well, I'm excited to meet the guy and talk college football, but I'm also a little disappointed again. I got the Athlon Sports picked that up. I look at their top four rankings. Guess who it is? It's Alabama, it's Ohio State, it's Georgia and Clemson. For like the 10th year in a row.
What? Do you know that there's a field bet out there at a national legal sports book? It is those four teams versus the field, and I believe I saw minus 650 on those four teams.
Oh, sure.
There actually might be some value in minus 650.
Yeah.
I can get Bama, Georgia, Ohio State, and Clemson.
Well, if Bama's a double-digit favorite in every game.
Yeah.
And then Clemson reloaded.
Georgia's right there.
Yeah. I mean, Clemson has a bad season. By their bad, 10-3.
Sure.
So, yeah, I know.
Maybe
A&M can, with all this talent that they have. And Miami got some good news. I mean, Cristobal, he got that star quarterback.
Yeah, he did.
But
he did. And then with Manning going to Texas.
Yep.
So that was big.
Big 12 could be a disaster. Oh, God. Baylor, probably the best team.
Yeah. Based on power ratings and guys that they have coming back. I will say, I mean, I love the sport, but we need to see a little bit more parity. When Nick Saban out there saying we need more parity, and he's dominated the sport for 12 years now, yeah, you do.
Yeah, well, hopefully Riley gets USC turned around. That would help. Cristobal at Miami.
Yep.
Sark at Texas.
Correct.
You know, just that would help.
I want to say Harbaugh at Michigan, but is that sustainable, making a playoff run or being in the mix, and then not getting blown out when you actually make it to the playoff?
Mm-hmm.
Is that possible?
Yep. Be good.
But, I mean, these win totals for the SEC, I mean, every team has like 6, 6.5 or more. It's just – and Bama at DraftKings is 10.5 over minus 240. They're losing two games?
I don't see it.
I mean, Umis has been on this network saying there's probably value in that number over 10.5. Today's baseball card, it's a good one. It really. I wish we had more day games today is the only complaint that I would have.
Yeah.
Outside of that – this
I got plenty tomorrow.
Yeah, this run for – this is really something. I mean – when Freeland goes for the Rockies against the Dodgers last 17 games, the under is 15-1-1, and he's going today on the mound yet again. And you pointed this out earlier. Some of the scores, 9-4, when it was at Coors. Total was 14, but it stayed under. There was a 9-2 game in there at Coors when the total was 11.5, but that stayed under. 15-1-1 to the under, and these numbers at Dodger Stadium as low as 7.5, at Coors as high as 14. Pretty strong overall now for years here with Freeland going for Colorado. But here's the deal.
Incredible find by Point Shaver, 13. Yeah.
If you missed it last night, horrible spot for the Dodgers.
God, I blew that.
So did I.
How didn't I see that?
Yep.
God, I'm thinking about it in the second inning. I go, they played a Sunday night game, went to extra innings at Atlanta.
Yep.
And they got a travel short turnaround. They had nothing.
All the way to Denver.
God.
And then they were blanked, and Chad Kuhl, of all pitchers, complete game shutout. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So maybe the Sticks get it going today in Coors, but over the years, it's a great little nugget there to throw
I'm
going to
ride that under. 15-1-1 under run. I'm going against one trend here. The Mets with the day off this year are 10-0. Their magic number is also 5. When they score 5 runs or more, they're 35-4. Carrasco, you mentioned it's been hairy here lately. Better pitcher at home, but I like Valdez and the Astros. It also seems that the Astros play up to their level of competition and then down. Well, they've had a couple poor performances against some bad teams, but certainly the starting pitching was fantastic against the Yankees. They won both games against the Mets last week, and Valdez, with last meeting, Valdez has got a 1.95 on the road where he's 4-1, and I think the bats, Alvarez could go deep today as well. He has 2 home runs off Carrasco, and I think the Mets, great story, 20 games over 500. But I like the Astros and Valdez laying $1.20 on the road in a good series.
Oh, sign. Already bet that game as well.
Yeah. Also, a point out, Yankees 7-0 with a day off. Red Sox 7-1. Seattle 6-1. Pirates 0-8. Colorado 1-7.
Okay.
All with one day off.
We never brought this game up earlier. We'll get to it here. The Brewers are taking on the Rays in Tampa. Now, this is going to be Woodruff against, I'm seeing Baz now today.
Yes.
Going.
It is.
Okay. Yes. Woodruff. Was on the IL, has been on the IL since May 28th. In his last rehab start, 74 pitches, 7 Ks over 5 innings. But on the season, a 4.74 ERA for Woodruff. And the Brewers are actually dogs today against Baz in Tampa Bay.
Total too low? That's what I think.
That was my initial reaction.
I got to go higher than a 7.
Yeah, I can see some runs in this game.
Yep.
Yep. And the other one, I'll tell you what, I bet this game as well. I grabbed the Braves at some plus money. You can find, plus 105 is like the universal number, the consensus number out there right now. Morton has quietly been good. Thanks on Twitter, by the way, somebody pointed out, I said earlier, he's got 20 Ks in his last 2 starts. He's actually got 40 in his last 4, which I did not point out earlier today.
Where did this come from? We were running this down back-to-back days on the show, how bad he had been.
Yeah.
And the 11-1 overrun on the season. Then he goes into Wrigley, throws a gem, and then follows that up with a strong performance.
Thanks to Josh for telling me that on Twitter. Right. Yep, failed to mention that.
Well,
good observation. And here's the thing. Yep. No Harper in the lineup.
Sure.
I hate going against Zach Wheeler because I love the guy. But plus money right now with the Braves, I got to take it, and I did.
Really?
Yep.
All right. Good luck. Schwarber's been hot, but this goes back to much like a hockey discussion. What does the star player mean? How much value does he have? Like if a Trout's out of the lineup?
Sure.
I mean, we ran those numbers down with Buster Olney tweeting all the tweets about how much, or Jason Stark rather, about going back the last 162 games with Harper. Now you don't have the MVP. And what does that mean for the rest of the lineup? And although they did take 3 out of 4 in San Diego, which was a good job there. But big series against the Braves. And this would be a big opportunity for the Braves, who are 5 back, to get back in this race and pick up some ground, because I think the Mets could lose a couple here against the Astros.
You mentioned earlier when we discussed the Red Sox-Blue Jays game, maybe too many runs here, the total too high, meaning you can find a 10 if you want to play the under on that. It's Waka versus Stripling.
Well, he's been great.
Waka's been really good.
Yeah.
And Stripling, you know, he only lasted 3 2/3 against the Yankees, 2 starts back. He bounced back against the White Sox, and he was really good in the 2 starts before the Yankee game.
Yep, and I'm going to piss on the parade here again like I did yesterday, but this run they've had, and to be 19-5 in June. And they've actually lost ground in the standings now. They lost half a game.
That's right.
Going 19-5 in June.
After what happened yesterday.
But now we'll find out what they're made of. So congratulations. Don't tell me about the labor pains. Just show me the baby, right? So you go 11-20 to start the year. Everyone calls you a major disappointment. Then this run. But a 29 of the next 32 against teams in the mix or likely to make the playoffs. So after this series, and they're 2-6 against Toronto now, They get the Cubbies, and then it's 14 in a row against Tampa and the Yankees, and then more tough games after the All-Star break.
Uh-huh.
But Pavetta's been the man. Waka's 6-1 with a 2-3-4. They're number one in batting average. They're top five in runs and OPS. But for whatever reason, this is a weird stat and weird angle. Toronto's lost 5 in a row, second game of a series. So do with that what you want. Might dismiss that. I don't have a problem with it. We give you the information. You decide what to do with it. But the Blue Jays have had their number.
Right.
But they came into the last night's game, losing 7-10. So Toronto's hard to figure out.
And one other number I wanted to point out today, as the Nationals are favored with Patrick Corbin going. His ERA is 6.60 on the year. Here's the deal.
How?
That's the thing, right?
Quintana's been good.
Yeah. The Nationals could win this game. I can't back Patrick Corbin. How can you make that bet? Yeah, you're right. Quintana has been good, and we talk about the Orioles, how they're feisty. Pirates are still feisty. I thought they gave that game away last night.
They did.
But again, I looked for the good this year with Patrick Corbin. The first time through the order, the ERA is 3.45. Okay, that's pretty solid. The second time, and you could use this maybe for some live betting. Second time through the order, ERA is 7.92. If he actually lasts into the game long enough to go through a third time, his ERA balloons up to 12.27 on the year. So, again, more pitches are thrown. The longer the game goes on, the worse he becomes. And that's where these teams really start to get to Patrick Corbin.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised with this Yankee line. The Yankees $1.90 at home only. Comeback kids again last night. 50-19 as a favorite against Frankie Montas. And Ace, they're awful at home. They're 17-22 on the road,
and
had the lead. Maybe you come back with the A's first five again. I love the Donaldson prop if he's in the lineup. He has owned Frankie in his career, hitting almost 600 against him with three bombs. Maybe look at a prop with Donaldson if he's in there.
All right, up next, Drew Butler is going to join us in studio. Former punter with the Georgia Bulldogs, Pittsburgh Steelers, Arizona Cardinals, and host of the Punt and Pass podcast. We'll go over SEC win totals, pecking order in the divisions, and Georgia will come back how far after losing tons of talent. Coming up here and Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Meet Carl.
Sup?
Ever since he was a little boy, Carl dreamed of being baseball's greatest outfielder. There was only one problem. Carl, you can play to win with BetRivers.com, featuring award-winning customers.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.